I got to get mine first. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. I want to start at verse number 25. Very familiar passage of Scripture that the Lord had laid on our hearts. I'm just going to read a few verses, and I won't be very long tonight. Amen. And we'll get into the Word of God. Just pray that the Lord takes control. Amen. Matthew chapter 11. Verse number 25, the Bible says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." Watch what Jesus says in verse number 28. It's his invitation. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let me ask you a question tonight. How many of us are overburdened? How many of us are going through the problems of life? How many of us are just wore out and discouraged and feel defeated at times? Can I tell you, Satan likes to get us to that point. But Jesus' invitation is for us. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls." What a wonderful verse. "Ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. Father, thank you for another opportunity to be here at our church. God, I want to pray once again for our pastor tonight. You would just heal his body, give him the strength to come through whatever's going on in his life. I pray we just uplift him, encourage him, be with him, Lord, through this sickness that he has. I pray, God, you would just speak to hearts tonight. Father, I'm sure in this time in 2018 that so many of us are overworked, so many of us are overburdened, so many of us, Lord, just feel wore out and weak and tired and just feel like sometimes just want to give up. But God, we can't give up because we serve a Savior that's given us an invitation. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." What a wonderful thought that is. I pray you would just help us tonight preach exactly what you would have us to say. I pray for power from on high. You would just use us. Lord, I pray tonight if there's one in our midst that's not sure they're saved and on their way to heaven, God, I pray tonight that they would come and ever live. Father, speak to the Christian tonight. Father, just fill us with thy Spirit, Lord. May you just be free in this building tonight. And I pray you would just get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. You know, the Bible says, "at that time." What time was that? You know, there was many miracles in Galilee and Capernaum, but can I tell you that Jesus was being rejected? He has done these miracles. He has healed the sick. He has made the lame to walk and the blind to see. But Jesus was being rejected by the people. You know, that's something that happens in our time, in our day. There's many souls that can be saved in a church service meeting. There's many lives that can be changed. But you know what? We go out into the world and people are rejecting Jesus Christ. The Bible says at that time that he was being rejected. He was getting spiritually drained and physically drained. You say, how can that be? Because he was God. I'll tell you how it can be. He was 100% God and 100% man. He had went through so much that I believe he was getting just drained. Amen. But watch what he's going to do. The Bible says at that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee." You know, let me just back up just a moment, just share a few things with you. The Lord Jesus was accused of being, say, possessed of the devil because of the miracles that he had done. They said, "Oh, that can't be of God. That's got to be of Satan. That's got to be of the devil." He was being accused of that as he was working and doing these wonderful miracles. The Lord Jesus, he had prophesied prophetic judgment on three different cities, if you read back in that chapter. And public opinion was increasingly getting worse about Jesus Christ. You ever feel that way in your life, that people look at you and the people that see you and people think about that to you? Oh, I'm a Christian. I try to do everything I can do. And they'll laugh and they'll mock and they'll make fun of you. You ever get that way in sometimes? It happens out in this sin-sick world that we live in. Everybody was turning against Jesus. Remember, John the Baptist was in prison and soon to be martyred for his faith. Sad thought for Jesus. Sad thought for the people. But you know, I want you to take notice of what Jesus did. I want you to take notice of what Jesus said to the people there. Watch what he said. At that time, remember, the time was not good and things were not good for him. And he was doing all these wonderful things, but nobody cared about him. Nobody loved him like that. Nobody understood that he was from the Son of God. He was the very Son of God. Nobody cared. Watch what he did. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee. I thank thee, O Father. He said he thanked him. Let me tell you what. The Lord Jesus, in spite of the problems that he was having, in spite of the problems that he was going to, he prayed to his Father. When we go through times in our life and we go through trials and tribulations and in the valley and the problems that we go through, what is the first thing we ought to do is go ahead and pray to the Father. It's a wonderful thing to call the pastor up and ask for prayer. It's a wonderful thing to call the deacons up and ask for prayer, or just your friends and tell them what's going on and ask for prayer. That's wonderful and we should and we ought to do that. But I tell you, our number one priority when we're in that situation is go ahead and go to the Creator of the universe. Go ahead and go to your Savior. Go ahead and go to the one that loves you and the one that cares about you and the one that can meet your every need. And by the way, he'll even make you feel better. He's done it. He's done it to me. There, I know I said this before on Wednesday, but there has been times in my life that I can get discouraged. And there's been times in my life when things happen in my life. And I know y'all, same things happen to you. You're no different than anybody else. Maybe worse, maybe better, I don't know. But can I tell you, when I get discouraged, let me just share a little secret with you what I do. When I get discouraged and I get down and out and things don't seem to be going good and everything seems to be going wrong and things just don't seem right and Satan's attacking all the time and Satan's always there, you know what I do? I go ahead and I go to God the Father, I pray, but the first thing I do is thank Him for His blessings. I start thanking Him for all He's blessed me with. I thank Him for salvation, the gift of eternal life. I thank Him for all that God has blessed me with. Go ahead one day when you get discouraged and start remembering all that God has done for you and start thanking Him for everything. Can I tell you, Jesus not only prayed to the Father, but that's what He did. He said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven. He not only prayed to the Father, but He praised. He praised the Heavenly Father, His Father. Praised Him. Now, wait a minute. Not very long, He's going to be going to the cross of Calvary. He's going to be suffering and bleeding and dying for the sins of the world and giving His life. But He's still praising the Father. The verse that we said this morning, that for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those that were lost. Amen, was lost. That's why He came. But through the problems that He's had, He's praying, but He's praising the Father. You know, the Bible says over there in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks. Thanks always for what? All things, for everything. How do you give thanks when you're going through a problem? Hey, listen, just thank God that He's going to get you through it. Hey, listen, there's times when we go through trials and problems in our life, and God Almighty will bring us through those problems. And you know what? It just makes us a little stronger. It just makes us a little closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we know we've prayed, and we know that God has answered prayer, and we know that He can meet our needs. We need to thank Him. He said, listen, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In times of difficult situations, don't just pray. Go ahead and do it. But remember to praise God. This is from Jesus. This is what Jesus did. If He did it, we ought to do it too. Amen. I think there's a little message here. I can maybe just preach on this for the rest of the time. We ought to praise God when we go through the valleys and praise God when the problems come. He'll get us through those if we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Him for that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. Everything. Does all mean all? Absolute everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So Jesus was going through the problems. Jesus was going through the spiritual downfall and the physical and everybody just not liking him and saying this and that about him, thinking about John the Baptist and thinking about everything. But watch what he does on the invitation. Watch in a few verses. I thank thee, O Father. I thank thee, Lord of heaven. There's a little message there in Psalms 122, 12. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That song that Sherry sang went right along with the message, amen. He's the creator of everything. You look out there and see everything that God has made. He's created it all. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He created the whole universe, amen. All the stars, the sun, the moon, and by the way, he knows them all by name, all the stars. And he knows how many there is. We'll never know, but he does. Hey, listen, he's the creator of it all. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. You want some help tonight? You want some encouragement tonight? Go to Jesus. Amen. How many times have we heard that preached? And I'm as guilty as you are. You hear it preached, and we come up to the altar after the pastor gets done preaching, and we've got a burn on our heart, and we get down, and we get on our knees. Sometimes we shed a tear, and then we come back up, and what do? We take that burden, we throw it on our back, and walk right out the door again with the same burden. Leave them at the altar. Leave them with the Lord Jesus Christ. He can handle it. He can meet your need. And he can help you in every situation. Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. I believe Jesus was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees here. Because they knew everything about the law. They knew everything about the rituals. That's not going to get you to heaven. That's not going to get you saved. That's not going to get you close to Jesus, amen. What was there, 613 laws back in the Old Testament? They knew every one of them. They abided by them. Jesus swept that all away, amen. They thought that, he said, blessed, listen, thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, hast revealed them unto babes. I believe that's spiritual immaturity, amen. I believe that very well could have been the disciples that he was with. That's what I thought. Has revealed them unto babes. Spiritual immaturity. The disciples were about to follow Jesus and put their trust in him. But they didn't know all the rituals that the scribes and Pharisees and the Old Testament, everything there, the law. It doesn't matter now, amen. Jesus came, amen. And now we can put our faith and trust in him, in his grace. I like that he said, wise and prudent revealed them unto the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. It seemed good in your sight, Father. There's times that we might not understand what's going on. There's times that we might not understand the situations in our life. There's times that we might not understand, Lord, why haven't you answered this prayer? There's times when we pray for a lost soul and they haven't been saved yet. There's times when we pray for a situation in our lives and our families' lives and people's lives and it doesn't get answered yet. You know, there's times, Jesus said over there, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. God's ways are not our ways. His ways are much higher than our ways, amen. His knowledge is so far beyond ours that we can't even comprehend it. He's so understanding, but he does things the way that he wants to do them in his time because he knows exactly what is best in our lives, in our prayer life, and everything else. Watch verse number 27. I want to show you not just the praise up to the Father, but I want to show you the Son's and the Father's relationship. The Son and the Father relationship. Jesus talking. He said, all things are delivered unto me. That's all things. That's authority. That's sovereignty. That's truth. That's power are delivered unto Jesus Christ as he was on this earth. All things are delivered unto me. Listen to what he said. And Jesus came and spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He's got all power then. He had all power back from the beginning of time. I don't know how many years ago, trillions and trillions of years ago. He's always been, always has been, always will be. He is the I am, the self-existent one. But he understood everything back then. He knew everything back then. And he still does now. We just can't comprehend him. We can't understand it. Oh, but he does, thank God. All things were given under me, Jesus said. He's what? The great shepherd. He's the light of the world. He is the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him, Jesus Christ. Amen. All things were given unto me. It was by power of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. There's a whole lot there. I'm not going to get into it. But can I tell you, listen, I believe in the Trinity just as much as anybody else. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But there's one God, one way, one truth, one Bible, one Word. Amen. One God. I don't understand about the Trinity. But Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Amen. They know each other. They care and love and know each other, even though we don't understand it all. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit of God, how He convicts men and women's heart to be saved, how He draws us close to the Father. Amen. Whosoever the Son will reveal Him. Number 28, here's the invitation that Jesus gives. Watch what He says. Come unto me. He's talking to the people that are discouraged. He's talking to the disciples. He's talking to the people there. And they are discouraged. But let me tell you something. Remember this. If you don't remember anything else I said tonight, remember this. Jesus, too, I believe, is a little discouraged. Wouldn't you be if somebody was saying things about you? Wouldn't you be if people were talking about you and you were doing some good things and you were trying to please God and please the Savior and trying to do the things right in the Word of God, trying to obey God, and people were making fun and laughing and mocking at you and saying that you're this and that? Wouldn't you get a little upset? I think Jesus probably did. But see what He's doing? He's comforting the people that need it. But yet He was the one that probably needed it the most. Because He was discouraged, I believe. Kind of drained physically, probably spiritually. Remember, 100% God, 100% man. That's a little hard to comprehend. But He was giving an invitation to the people that needed to hear it. And can I tell you, we can apply this to our lives today. Come unto me. Watch what He said. Watch. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Labor means, I had to look it up, it means weary. Now, I know what it's like to work. I was telling Rick the other day, my son's got me working now, changing tires. He said, why ain't he working and you're behind? Because I'm tired of sitting behind the desk. That's why I come in here Wednesday night and look like somebody's fell in a mud pile or something. I know what, listen, most of you men out here know what it means to labor. You know what it means to get tired. You know what it means to get weary, amen? And to get discouraged, Jesus said, come unto me, watch. Labor, weary, exhausted, tired, burdens, and grief. We can all put our lives into one of those words. I know I can. I can put them into two or three. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Heavy laden. To place a burden upon. Do you ever have burdens in your life? You ever have burdens where you just feel like you can't get through this thing? You ever have burdens where you feel like you're just spiritually drained and emotionally drained and physically drained? Let me just say this. This isn't in my message or the notes, but I'm going to tell you this anyhow. Satan loves to get us to that point. Satan loves to get the Christian discouraged. Satan loves to get the Christian down and out to where they just sit down and they say, well, I've had enough. I'm tired of all the aggravation. I'm just going to sit down. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to sit down and give up. Jesus didn't give up on you, my friends. Jesus didn't give up when He went to the cross. And Satan wants you to get so overburdened. He wants you to get so overweary. He wants you to get so down and out that he wants you to just give up. Don't ever give up on Jesus Christ. He did everything for you on Calvary. And by the way, on that third day, He rose again, which was wonderful. We serve a risen Savior. Amen. Don't ever give up on Jesus. No matter what Satan brings your way, you can be weary. You can be wore out. You can be heavy laden. You can be tired. Hey, listen. Jesus said, come unto Him. Come unto Him. Whew, I go home sometimes and I tell my wife, I'm tired. She said, go take a bath, take a couple of aspirins, you'll be okay. Go get a shower, take a few Advil. Advil's good for me. I don't know what it is, but it helps me, my knees and my arms and all. But I know that she knows I can go to Jesus. He can make my day better. He can make my week better. He can make my month and my year better, praise God. How come? Because I'm going to go to Jesus. He's got all the answers. He knows your feelings and your hurt and your pain. He's got the answer for you. But here's the thing. He said, come unto me. Are we coming unto the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we going to Him? Watch. The Bible says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You know, this can speak to most of the time we speak about Christians of this verse. I do. I thought the same thing. But you know what? There's something else here too. The Lord Jesus says, anyone and everyone, all. I'm glad I could come to Him the day I needed a Savior. I'm glad I could come to Him when I was lost and on my way to hell. Amen. I came unto the Lord. I put my faith and trust in Him. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, hey, they shall be saved. I went to Jesus when I was on my way to hell. I went to Jesus when I had no hope. I came unto Him. The Holy Spirit of God called my heart, and He made a change in my life. And I felt better ever since that day, August 1997. I felt so much better. He said, come unto me. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been, what your past is. You can come unto the Lord. And He can meet your spiritual need. Come unto me, all you that... Now, let's talk about the Christian now. I always got to throw that in because I think it's important. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I believe that verse for the Christian. This is 2018. I don't know about you, but we seem to live in a very fast-paced world. Every time I think about that, I think about the microwaves. My goodness, you want to get something to eat? You grab something frozen, put it in the microwave, and it's done in a few minutes. I remember the first microwave I bought was back in the 80s. That's the first time I ever seen one. Jimmy, that thing was this long and that wide, and it was about that high, and it cost me $800. You can buy them now for what, $69? Because everybody wants to get things done ASAP. And if you're in business like I am, everything's got to be ASAP, as soon as possible. You can be down in the shop there, and everybody says, hey, I got to get going, I got to get going. I think to myself, why did you come a half an hour earlier if you got to get going? One of my guys I was out working with the other day, they said, Al, don't get discouraged. Why do you think we call the waiting room a waiting room? Because people got to wait. People do not want to wait. Everybody wants to go, go, go. Fast, fast, fast. We can't get discouraged. The things of the world, everybody is in a rush. Everybody's in a hurry. But we can go to Jesus, and He'll give us rest. I'm so thankful for that. There's been times in my life when I'm home at night and I'm getting ready to go to sleep and I'm laying in the bed and I just think about Jesus, how He's going to make things better the next day. Things might not be very good that day, but I know if I put my faith and trust in Jesus that there's nothing that He can't do. Amen. But I got a call. Come unto me. All you that labor in a heavy rate, and I will give you rest. There is no rest in the world whatsoever. That's the point I was trying to make. There's no rest in the world. Everything is rush and hustle and bustle. But there's rest in Jesus. There's rest in Him. And He can give us that rest if we come unto Him. Watch. He says over there in verse 29, says, take my yoke upon you. Now, y'all know what a yoke is. I'm a Pennsylvania guy now, and you go from a boater to a Pennsylvania farmer or whatever. A yoke is one of those, I looked at this, it's like a wooden thing that you put around the neck of oxen, right? It just sits right on their neck. Anybody have one? And the farmers take that. You can build them, can't you, Charles? The farmers take that and they put it on the oxen because two is better than one. And those oxen, they can pull and they can pull weight and they can do this because there's two better than one doing it. Less stress for the oxen. Amen? Listen, if we take our yoke and hand it upon Jesus, He said, take my yoke. Listen, I want Jesus by my side when I'm in the situations and when I'm in the problems of life. I want Him by my side. He said, take my yoke. Go ahead and take it. He's not going to give us anything that's too heavy for our neck. He'll put His arms around us and He'll lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that we need to go, and we can have peace through that time. That's what Jesus is saying. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How much do we know about Jesus? How much do we want church? Listen, how much do we want to learn about Jesus Christ? How much do we get into the Word of God and study this Word of God and go over this and ask the Holy Spirit to show us and guide us and direct us? How much do we get into the Word of God? How much do we want to learn about Jesus? Sure, we all know that He died and He rose again, that He's coming back again, and that He gave His life's blood. We all know that. But do we know what He can do for us? Do we know that He can take care of our every single needs and give us rest and give us peace and give us hope? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. Meek is strength under control. I believe I said that. Strength. He's got all strength. He's got all power. There's nothing He can't do. Amen. It's meekness, strength under control. He knows how to meet your situation. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. That's Jesus speaking. Ye shall find rest for your souls. You know, Peter said over in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon Him. How come? Because He careth for you. Do you have a care tonight? Do you have a situation tonight? Do you have a burden tonight? Are you overweighted? Are you overworked? Are you over busy? Come unto me, He said, and I'll give you rest. I don't think there's many Christians that don't need rest. There's not many people that don't need to spend a little time and just get away from everything. Get away from everything. Can I say it like this? Don't take this the wrong way. Don't go home and tell the pastor. But even in ministry sometimes, Brother Ron, tell me if I'm wrong. We can get weary and weak and wore out and discouraged. We can get that way. I want you to think about your pastor for a minute. Now that he's retired, he's probably working more now than he ever has on the farm. He's busy, I'm sure. It takes him a long time, I'm sure. He's got to put, what, 2-3 messages together every week. It takes time. That can wear you out. By the way, we need to pray for him every single day. Pray for your pastor. I pray for him every day that God will give him the messages that's needed for the hour. Amen. We need to pray for him. Because sometimes we can get wore out as church. We can. But we don't want to stop serving. We don't want to stop living. We just want Him to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Watch. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He'll give you peace. He'll give you hope. He'll give you strength in times of discouragement. When you feel so weak and wore out and beat up and beat down, Jesus will give you strength if you come unto Him. Come unto the Lord. You say, well, how do you do that? Just talk to Him. Just tell Him what's going on in your life. By the way, He already knows. He already understands everything you're going through. But you see, prayer, I've always thought that prayer is just not... It's not so we can get our prayers answered. And that's a good thing when God answers prayer. Praise the Lord. It's communication with the Father. That's what prayer is about. Communicating, to talking to God the Father. Speaking to Him. Don't you love to talk to the Creator of the universe? Don't you love to talk to the one that saved your soul, that gives you hope all your life? It's wonderful talking to Him. And I understand sometimes it can be hard at times. Oh, but we need to talk to the Lord every day. Let Him know what you're going through. Let Him know the situation in your life. He said over there, He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You can know rest in your heart and your life if you trust in Jesus. I wrote this down. Matthew, well, verse 28 says, come unto me. And then if we read verse 27, you want to know the Father? Then you must come to the Son. The Lord Jesus says, come unto me, I know the Father, and I will bring him you to him. And when you find the Father, you'll find rest. You want to know rest? You want to have peace? You got to know Jesus the Son to get to the Father. Amen. You got to know him personally. World can't give you rest. Your jobs can't give you rest. I know mine can't. They can't give you rest. But I know one that can. And I know one that has given me peace and rest in my life. And I bet you if I had to ask, raise a hand, you'd all raise your hand and say, yes, the Lord Jesus has given me peace. He has given me rest. But there's times when we get discouraged and we need to come on to him is the invitation. Your burden's heavy. Your load's too much to bear. I know I'm talking to a crowd that more than likely probably is. Why don't you hand them over to Jesus? Why don't you give them to the Lord? Come unto me, everybody. Mary, can you just play us a little bit of music up there, something pretty? And-